Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Thursday morning. Dreary, wet Thursday morning here in the Marion area. 15 minutes past the hour. It is February or February the 9th, however you want to pronounce that, 2023. Temperature's not too bad in the area, but very dreary, very wet morning out there. Lots to talk about here this morning. Certainly appreciate the phone calls yesterday and the call volume that we had. That's always a lot of fun. Do want to let people know something interesting. Now, you want to know how national a station we have become. Now, it's kind of interesting. We got a message via our Facebook page. Now, this had to be sometime overnight. And there is a guy, couldn't be... I would be surprised if he was 30 years old, but definitely under 40 years old. And he is from Lewiston, Idaho. Lewiston, Idaho. Now, you might ask, why would a person in Lewiston, Idaho be listening to this station? Well, number one, because they have the ability to now. Because of the TuneIn app and all the streaming sites, the website, so on and so forth. But this guy originally was from Grove City, so he does have an Ohio tie. Now, I don't know if he has any ties to anybody listening to this station, but here's what he sent in overnight to the station. He must have been listening to a repeat overnight. And basically, what happened was we had a, I think it was a family feud question. A few days ago, maybe a week ago, 10 days. And it was something in regard to if your dog left the house, what would you be surprised that he would take with him? Do you remember that trivia question, family feud question? And he guessed keys. Now, this man was listening to this show in Lewiston, Idaho, and made a guess on one of our family feud questions. And he put that guess in the message to his response to the radio, or his question, his message, whatever it was, to the radio station overnight. So we thank that gentleman. If you're out there listening in Lewiston, Idaho, the program you were listening to was probably a repeat, but we thank you for listening anyway. So the question, the age-old question, what are they doing in Lewiston, Idaho? Well, they're listening to me play the Family Feud. So there you go. What more can you ask of a national station with local ties? Well, the big story yesterday was the opening of the Del Taco here in Marion after a year and a half of talk about this Del Taco. And here's what we learned about Del Taco. They bought the site. They tore down the old building. They built this new building. Then they had some trouble. I think some sewer issues is what was going on. They brought in Porta-Johns. They were put on the mausoleum property. That was a whole nother story. Then I think they lost their franchisor because the building went up for sale for $3 million. They must have a franchisor now. They set an opening date in January. They had to push that back for some reason. And they finally opened up yesterday. Well, I drove through there yesterday morning at about 7:30 in the morning, and there were not any cars in the drive-through. Now, if you would have went to Del Taco yesterday, I heard from two different people that it was tough. They were out in the street, which is what we had talked about for a long, long time. that the line was so long. They were out on Mount Vernon Avenue, and it was really causing a problem yesterday during the lunch hour. So the problem did come yesterday, but I don't think there were any accidents, thank goodness. But that's what happens when a business opens. Now, did anybody make it over to Del Taco yesterday? Did anybody see the enormous line that was out on Mount Vernon Avenue? And did anybody get a chance to see the narrow parking? Because that was also brought up to me yesterday, which I found very interesting, because that's one of the things I was talking about yesterday morning, was that the cars, if you're parked along the side of the parking lot, which is the only place you can park if you are a guest, and there's a line in the drive-thru, there's no way for you to back out. So I guess my question is, did anybody drive by Del Taco yesterday to see this? Did anybody go to Del Taco and have any of their tacos? Did anybody see the line out on Mount Vernon Avenue yesterday? Give me a buzz here, 20 minutes after the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did anybody go and take a look at the big Del Taco opening yesterday, which apparently caused a little bit of a traffic problem? Which, who could imagine it would do that? We had only talked about that traffic problem that it might cause for, 6-8 months here on this station. But, again, we're glad they're doing good business, but hopefully they figure out the traffic problem very quickly. So, that's that at this point. What else is there to talk about? Well, we talked yesterday about the North Market story in Columbus. That's still just an interesting story to me, that they found 40 graves with bones in them in Columbus under the North Market's parking lot. And it came off the story that we did on Tuesday about a lady in Idaho being pronounced deceased at a nursing home, sent over to the funeral home in a body bag, and then when she got to the funeral home, they found out she was still alive, and they had to call 911. Now, has anybody thought about this any further? That this we're building businesses on cemeteries without exhuming the bodies. Now, apparently, we've exhumed the bodies now down at the North Market, but as I was saying yesterday, you know, I love the North Market in Columbus. And I don't know how many times I've had a soft pretzel while being down in the North Market. So I was eating my soft pretzel on a cemetery. What a thing. That's the way it goes, though, I guess. So, you know, these are just little things in life I think people should be aware of. Now, just back to the Del Taco for one second. They're advertising this orange cream shake. Now, that is the only thing right now, aside from maybe trying their tacos, because I have not tried their tacos, that I am really interested in. And at some point, when this line dies down, I am going to get over to that Del Taco and get one of these orange cream shakes, because I love those orange cream popsicles. Now, I haven't had one in quite a while, but I think those are very good. So I hope that this orange cream shake that Del Taco is offering is as good as an orange cream shake. I assume those people at Del Taco know what they're doing. Now, I do have a new story here this morning. Well, let me do this first. Bob Welsh, who was with us a week ago today for Groundhog Day, sent me an email last night. And talking about our next event to do with pizza. Now, it looks like it might be somewhere around St. Patrick's Day. Because what we're doing, I think what we're going to do, is 6 weeks from yesterday, our last last Thursday, because that was our prediction. 6 more weeks of winter, said the groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding. So 6 weeks from yesterday, or last week, we're going to bring Bob back, and we're going to do something for St. Patrick's Day. Now, I don't know what that will be. Well, we'll also be able to see if the prediction was right, because if in 6 weeks it's warm outside, well, hey, Buckeye Chuck and Punxsutawney Phil and Warren Groundhog Harding, we're all right. Now, see, I'm not really sure how that works, though. Now, see, as I say that, I think I might be wrong. Okay, now an early spring would mean what? An early spring would mean it would be warm in the beginning of March, because it's certainly warm today, and we haven't had any snow since Groundhog Day. So what would the weather have to be like 6 weeks from last Thursday? So basically 5 weeks from now. What does the weather have to be like for the prediction to be right? 6 more weeks of winter. Does it need to be cold that day? Because 6 more weeks of winter? Or does it need to be warm that day because we've gotten through 6 weeks of winter? Do we need to track the weather and see what it's like over the next 5 weeks? Because I would say since Groundhog Day, to be honest with you, the weather has not been horrible. I mean, we had one day with cold temperatures, but really, as far as snow or ice or anything like that, we haven't had anything like that. And the last couple, 3 days have been pretty good temperature-wise for this time of year. So, does anybody understand any of this? Does anybody want to fill me in here this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How do these predictions work? And right now, do we consider the groundhog to be wrong because of the way the weather's been in the last week? Or do you just have to have 1 week of bad weather in that 6 week period to say that there was 6 more weeks of winter? See, I'm not really sure how all that works. Now, we all know in the end that it's really, you know, the groundhog is not telling us the weather. But I'm not sure exactly how we get to those predictions. I don't know how exactly that happens. Does anybody have a clue out there this morning how that works? Does it have to be extremely cold over the next 6 weeks for that to happen? Or, I don't know. It's confusing. Much like the weather itself, it's very confusing. But if you have an answer, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But the point of this conversation is Bob will most likely be back with us in 5 weeks on or around St. Patrick's Day time. And, of course, we'll have pizza. And, of course, we'll see if the prediction was right or wrong. But I don't know if we'll have green pizza or what. You know, is that what you do for St. Patrick's Day? You have green pizza? Or you could put green things on pizza. You know, I really like just a pepperoni and mango pizza. Now, there's something that's interesting. What's the difference between a mango and a green pepper? Now, we've talked about this before. Well, a lot of time we talked about what's the difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip. Now, Miracle Whip calls itself salad dressing, and mayonnaise is mayonnaise. But if you ask for mayonnaise on your burger, they're going to give you Miracle Whip. So it's kind of the same thing with a green pepper and a mango. Now, people call green peppers mangoes. Now, when I'm saying I like mangoes and pepperoni on my pizza, what I'm really saying is I like green peppers and pepperoni on my pizza. But does anybody know the difference between a green pepper and a mango? And why? Because in the store, I think a mango is a fruit. And it doesn't even look like a green pepper. It's kind of a reddish, greenish kind of a fruit. It's not like a green pepper at all. So what is the difference between a green pepper and a mango? And why do we call green peppers mangoes? If I went to a restaurant and I ordered a mango, would they bring me a green pepper? Or would they bring me a mango? Because I remember when I used to order the pizza with green peppers is what it was. But I would say mango. I would say I want mangoes and pepperoni. But really what it was a green pepper. So does anybody have a take on what the difference is between a green pepper and a mango? And why do we call green peppers mango? How did that all get tied in together? Phone lines are wide open here this morning. 740-751-4038. See, we need somebody this morning either with a culinary background or a farming background to really understand that question. And it also dates back to the age-old question that we've always talked about. What in the world is the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise? Now, they have a different taste. But if you order mayonnaise, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get Miracle Whip. So if you really want mayonnaise, what do you say? Because Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise. So if you really want the hard stuff, the mayonnaise, do you have to specifically say, I want real mayonnaise? Is Miracle Whip fake mayonnaise? I don't know. If anybody has anything to elaborate on this, give us a conversation. Give us a call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. I wonder if Judy got her Alexa hooked up yesterday. You know, one of our longtime listeners, Judy Summers, has been listening to us on her Roku television. And something's been going on there with her internet connection. And I said she should hook up her Alexas because I know she did have those. And Alexas, Google Dots, whatever you have, they're very, very simple. You just plug them in, hook them to the internet in your house, and then you talk to them. Hey, Google, play WWGH, and we come up, and there we are. Same thing with an Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play WWGH, and there we go. You know what? I just said that so loud that my Google Dot kicked on in the house in another room. Do you hear that? Now we've got music in the background because I've kicked on my Google Dot. I have no idea what music that is, but it's rather loud. I'm going to have to do something about that before the program's over. But Judy, I hope you got it all worked out if you're out there. Call in and let us know if everything worked out okay. 740-751-4038. It's a much easier way to do things than the Roku television sometimes. Oh, and I also wanted to tell Lee, our friend Lee, who I believe listens on a Roku television. We haven't heard from Lee this week, but I remember Lee telling me that he wishes he could watch television and listen to the radio at the same time. And I was thinking if Lee got a Google Dot, which I think Google Dots are cheaper than Alexa's, you can get them at Walmart or Meijer. They're like $35, $40 now. They're not terribly expensive. But if you had one of those, you could do both things and not tie up any telephones. Because if you had a Google Dot in your room, you would just talk to it. Hey, Google, play WWGH. And that would come on, and you could still switch the channels on your television. So that might be an option, Lee, if you're interested in listening to the radio and also watching television. So Judy or Lee, what do you think about that? Give me a call. 740-751-4038. You know, I have no idea how I got from talking about mayonnaise and green peppers to Google Dots and Alexas. That's the type of stream of consciousness that runs through this program some mornings. Okay, well, I don't know. It doesn't sound to me like Judy got her Alexa hooked up yesterday. I don't know what the internet problems have been over there, but we hope Judy's getting it worked out okay. Okay. You know who we haven't heard from in a while? is John and Carolyn Heimlich. I hope John and Carolyn are doing okay. I think the last time we heard from them was Friday. Hope they're still out there and listening and having a good time. And it was good to hear Ted and Carol Jolliffe back with us yesterday. That was a lot of fun. So hopefully they're out there this morning. But I don't know. The mayonnaise conversation is very interesting. And again, if anybody has any intake on that one, feel free to let us know. Difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, and how do you get real mayonnaise in a restaurant on your burger if you really don't want Miracle Whip? And conversely, the same thing with a mango and a green pepper. If you want a mango, would you want a mango on your pizza? Maybe that's why the pizza people know what you're really talking about. You're really talking about green peppers. You're not talking about mangoes, because who would want a mango on their pizza? You know, green pepper would definitely be the way to go. But regardless, this is all in conjunction with St. Patrick's Day and Bob coming back up here, and maybe we'll have a green pizza for St. Patrick's Day. And we'll check that weather prediction and see if it turned out or not. So I would guess if it's cold that day, that would mean that the 6 more weeks of winter was right. And if it's not cold that day, I guess it was wrong. I don't know how you work that out. We'll figure it out. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open if you have anything to say. Okay. What's next here? Oh, now this was an interesting story. I was looking at this, and I'll tell you, some stories are fascinating. Have you ever heard of a work bestie? Now this story was covered by the AP. Now here's the story. Crystal Powers began a new job remotely in February of 2022 as a medical records supervisor. She has yet to meet two of the 5 people who report to her in person and has found it challenging to bond with her fellow managers online. I used to be face-to-face with people and sit in cubicles and talk to them one-on-one. Just 2 in 10 adults in the U.S. say they definitely have a best friend at work, according to a quarterly Gallup survey done in June 2022, the percentage under age 35 dropped by 3 points when compared to pre-pandemic 2019 to 21% from 24%, said Gallup workplace and well-being researcher Jim Harder. There was no such change for workers 35 and up, he said. Having a best friend at work has become even more important since the dramatic rise in remote and hybrid employment. We're seeing data that younger people in general are feeling more disconnected from their workspaces. You can attribute some of that potentially to remote. And if they're less connected to their workplace, they have fewer opportunities to connect with other colleagues and develop those kind of friendships that they might have had in the past. Well, a work best friend. So the headline is on the AP, just 2 in 10 U.S. employees have a work best friend. Now, I got to thinking about this. Because I really don't know if I've had a work best friend. But I would say that a lot of times I do the job, some jobs, because of the people who work there. But I don't know if I would call them a friend or a best friend. Like, I will give you an example. You know, I work at... I've always kept the job at the grocery store. Now, part of that is because they have very good perks in a lot of ways, and I've always liked that for a part-time job. But I also do like the people. I wouldn't stay there just for the perks. I wouldn't do that. I've never made a decision on a job based on money, and coincidentally, I've also never been afraid of being fired from a job. You know, I always had that philosophy that I came here looking for a job, and I can leave looking for a job. But I would say that I never, you know, the perks are nice, and that's one of the reasons I stay, but it's definitely the people. I like the people. But I certainly would not call them work best friends. I really don't have contact with them outside of work. I really don't. I'm trying to think if I have contact with any of them outside of work. I really don't. I wouldn't go out of my way to have dinner with them or anything. So I don't think I would call them a best friend. So I don't know. What do you think about this? Has the pandemic hurt us? When you worked, or maybe you're working right now, maybe you're at work right now, did you have a work best friend? Do you have to like the people you work with? I think it would be very difficult, even if the job paid $100,000, to go to work if you didn't like the people you work with. I think that would be a very, very complicated thing. I don't know. Any opinions on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I'm sure there are well, we have somebody here who can't get tuned in to load. I don't know. Work best friend. I really don't know. Do you really want to spend a lot of time with people who you work with outside of work? That's a very tough thing. But apparently it's making people feel disconnected. That's what I've learned. It's making people feel disconnected. So I really don't know if there's a work best friend or not. In any event, if you have an opinion on this, 740-751-4038. You know, to be honest with you, if I think about all the jobs that I've ever worked at, including the radio station here, I don't know that I consider anybody a best friend because we really don't run into each other a whole lot. But I'm definitely friendly with them. I would consider them friends. When we get together, we always have a good time. But I don't know about a work best friend. Now, somebody was telling me, was it yesterday? That we have friends of the heart and friends of the road. Now, a friend of the heart is somebody who you would stay friends with even though you don't have to see them anymore. But other people are friends of the road that really the only reason you're friends is because you work with them. Now, I don't know how you make that demarcation in your own mind, who are friends of the road, who are friends of the heart. I don't know. But I think most of the people I work with, 99%, are probably just people I work with. Now, I get along with them. Because, you don't want to have a bad relationship at work. But I don't know if I would stay friends with them after the job was over. So, there's the AP story for you. Apparently, according to Gallup, just 2 in 10 U.S. employees have work best friends, which apparently is falling ever since the beginning of the pandemic. Now, how would you like to have this Jim Harder's job? He is the Gallup Workplace and Well-Being Researcher. Now, what kind of job is that? What kind of money is he making for that? That sounds like a pretty good job. I wonder who Jim's best friends are at work. Does he have a best friend at work? I have no idea. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. Have you ever had a best friend at work? Would you work at a place where you didn't get along with anybody, even if the money was right? Do you think that the work-friend relationship has gone down since the pandemic? I don't know. You know, most of the jobs that I have worked at, I still saw people during the pandemic. So I don't think that that hurt any of the relationships that I had during the pandemic with work friends or I don't know. But I would not say I had a work best friend. There's nobody I work with that is deep in my life, is I guess what I would say. You know, I'm there with them. You have fun while you're there. It ends. You go home, and that's the end of it. Now, has anybody ever had anything more than that in the work best friend category? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I have one more story here today, and normally I would not do a story like this. But I think this is the most ridiculous story. I've never heard of this until this week. And to be honest with you, I really still don't get it. But it's a news thing. You know, and we're here to educate on this station. So here we go. Have any of you ever heard I'm so comfortable talking about this. Have any of you ever heard of a thirst trap? A thirst trap? All right, we're getting a call. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing? Yeah, you got us up and running out there?
Right now, I have to look and see what's going on with that. Yeah, I got you running, but I'm not sure what's going on with TuneIn.
Oh, so TuneIn's not working for you this morning.
No, not for me anyway.
Well, I hope TuneIn's working for our other listeners, or we might be up the creek this morning.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what's going on with that thing.
Hey, I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you what I did this morning. I was talking about Google Dots and Alexa's for Lee, and apparently I said it too loud this morning, and mine came on. Now I can't shut it off.
Oh, geez.
Hey, talk for a second, and I'm going to scream at my Google Dot to shut off.
Okay. So, hope you folks out there are having fun. I'm driving to work right now. It's kind of nasty weather. Rainy and, I don't know, cloudy. And traffic is horrible today. I don't know what's going on with traffic, but 23 is a hot right now.
It's a dreary day.
It sure is.
I can't get it to shut off. Can you hear that in the background? It sounds like some rap music or something.
I can't hear it at all.
Well, that's good. I hear it. It's a little distracting to me. Hey, here's the story we were you didn't get to hear the story this morning, right?
No.
It was an AP story about work besties. Gallup poll says just 2 in 10 U.S. employees have work best friends, which is apparently way down from what it used to be pre-pandemic. So have you ever had a work best friend or any type of relationship like that? Well, I just got a message from one of our listeners, Mary. We're coming over Alexa good this morning. So I guess TuneIn is working.
Oh, TuneIn is working? Yep. Okay, good. It must be my connection or something.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
That I'm having. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Good.
Work besties.
Yeah. Huh?
What do you think about work besties going downhill? Only 2 in 10.
I think it's true, because I think you find out who your true friends are, that's for sure. And I think your work best friend is usually there if you help them out when they need it, or, you know, I think they're like a user. They're not really your friend, you know what I mean?
Well,
stab you in the back in a heartbeat.
Well, somebody told me earlier on in the week that we have friends of the heart and friends of the road. Now, a friend of the heart is somebody who you're always friends with, and a friend of the road is somebody you just are friends with because you happen to be with them at that moment.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I don't know. It's just, you can't trust anybody these days, you know?
Well, trust is difficult, but I was trying to think of a work best friend that I would have. And I said, you know, I work at the grocery store partly because I do like the people, but I would not say that any of them are my best friend. I mean, I like them, but we don't hang out outside of work. We don't call each other. We don't text each other. We don't do any of that. So I don't know that I have a work best friend. And I like everybody at the radio station, but, I mean, it's not like we text and call and do all that all the time. Anybody who you know, I just met through the radio station, I don't think that, I mean, we're friends, but we're not, we don't see each other enough, I don't think, to be best friends. So I don't know about that.
You know, I'm the same way. I really don't have no work best friend either. I mean, I don't know. I work best friend. Well, I mean, depends if you work stuff, I guess. But
now, I guess the media. Well, I guess the other question is: could you work at a job with people that you dislike? Because now, see, that's the other side of this.
Oh,
well, there you go. So, well, we'll just put that right out there. Well, you know, there are some that I dislike too.
Yeah.
But what do you do about that? I guess is the question. How do you handle that?
I ignore them. I don't pay attention to them if they try to. I mean, I'll be casual because at work, if they have a work question, but as far as anything outside of work, whatever, I won't even give them a knowledge.
Yeah, like if you saw them on the street, you just keep walking.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Now, do you think they would take that as a snub?
Probably. But you know what? To each his own. You know, maybe if you would have been more nicer to me or whatever, or, you know. I mean, there's something that caused the garage, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's true, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody who I would snub. I don't know that there's anybody I would snub, because I don't know that I have any bad relationships at work. But there are people who I would not walk across the street to say hello to.
Well, I wouldn't either. I would. There's a lot of them, actually.
Well, I think it's just, you know, I think sometimes people get the wrong perception that you are friends with them when really you're just showing up to get paid. You know, you try to be nice to get through the day, but if you weren't getting paid, you probably would not have anything to do with them.
Exactly. Right. You're exactly right. You're just there. They are considered acquaintance.
Right. But now there are people, I will say, that if I was not working with them anymore and was not forced to be with them, now I might try to stay in touch with them. But I don't now because I see them.
Right. Yeah, I probably have a couple of people that the same way. I mean, I've been at my job for 15 years. There's probably a couple of people probably out of the whole 16 years of being at this place. I probably would. Maybe a couple people.
But really, really in the end, aren't people you work with for the most part just difficult? I mean, I know. Now, there are a few in my...
know where this is coming from.
Well, no, I'm just saying that there are some people I work with who are definitely difficult, and I get through it because, you know, I'm a nice person. But, what are you supposed to do? You're working with them.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to be cordial to them, you know, because you have to work with them all day, and you don't really want any animosity against each other for when you're working together. But I even see why there's a lot of people that really get on my last nerve.
Yeah,
you know,
and
they get underneath your skin, they say. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that any of these people get under my skin, but I will say it's just one of those things that when you're in there with their in their presence, I guess, you think, well, what's wrong with them?
This is what I understand. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians today in these companies.
Everybody wants to be the boss.
Yeah, everybody wants to be the boss. You're exactly right. And you don't know what the left and the right hand is doing. That's why these companies don't run like they, you know, normally run, because they have no clue what the hell's going on. You know?
You know what I've noticed? People don't like to be questioned.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
And sometimes you're just asking a question. You're not trying to be negative. You're just saying, hey, why is this?
Exactly.
But they take that personally. Right. They take that personally.
Oh, they sure do.
Like you're attacking them. Like you're going after them.
Right.
Do you think we have a... Huh?
Oh, you know, to me, they put their pants on the same way I do. One leg at a time or two legs. And I'm sorry. Yeah, they might be in charge or whatever, but, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way of treating somebody. And if you're going to treat somebody, you better treat them with... Because I'm going to treat people how they treat me. That's just the way I am. If they treat me rude, I'm going to treat them rude. Yeah?
Well, I'll tell you one of the problems. If people make you feel like you are not wanted, I don't care what your position is, you're a poor manager. Because the manager's job is to make you want to do your job to the best of your ability. And if you can't encourage employees to do that, then I think you're failing at your job.
Exactly.
Your job's not to yell at people and try to order people what to do. Your job is to make them want to help you, make them want to do things for you. I always tell people the example at I've had with the grocery store. Now, very few times have I called off, but we have one manager there who, if you call, will say, okay, hope you feel better, see you when you come back. And we have another manager who, when you call, says, what do you got? What's wrong with you? Now, who do you think they're going to do more work for when they need somebody to come in? Who do you think they're going to come in for, and who do you think they're not going to come in for?
Right, they're going to come in for the person that is showing more sympathy.
Right, because that's a true manager, and people get that all wrong. They think management's just being bossy and order people around. No, the best managers are people that... that make you want to work for them, make you loyal. They don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Paul, you get ready to go to break. I'll let you do your thing.
Travel on down that wet road. Hopefully you can get the tune-in working.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with my tune-in. That's weird.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our friend Sean back on the road to work here this morning. Now, is anybody else having trouble with TuneIn? Now, Mary was able to hear it okay on her Alexa. Is anybody else listening on TuneIn and hearing okay? Or do you have a thought on the conversation we just had with Sean there about work best friends? And this all came from a story this morning, and you can look it up on the Gallup poll, the Associated Press Gallup poll, that just 2 in 10 U.S. employees have a work best friend that apparently they did not have before. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning here on this dreary, dreary Thursday morning. I've always felt, as I say, the best managers in the world make you want to work for them. That's really what it's all about. They just want to make you work for them. Go ahead, caller.
All of my tune-ins are working on the phone and on the Rokus.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure what was going on there with Sean as he headed on down the road. What do you think about work best friends?
Well, I'm retired. I haven't worked in years.
So. Now, did you stay in touch with anybody?
Just on Facebook. Yeah.
Now, when you worked, was it?
I'm a kind of a loner myself, I think all my life I've compartmentalized it. So like, when I went to school was school, home and friends was separate. I even went by. When I was in school, they always called me Pat. But now my close friends call me Trish. And then when I work, they call me Pat. Now, And that church now, everybody calls me Trish. So I've always separated like business from home.
Well, I think sometimes that's the best way to do it, because heaven knows if you get into an argument with your work friends, it's not pleasant, because you have to go there every day and deal with it.
Yeah, it could be too, because I was an only child, so more or less fended for myself. So
yeah, well, hey, we're coming up on the break. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a big old act. I'm going to blow up your act. Don't blow up my act. I really don't have